This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Her Vantage, and this is where we speak to women of influence and leadership. Today we have with us Datin Paduka Marina Mahathir, social activist, writer, and the brainchild of Safigo X, which is our topic for today. Now, Safigo X, the event returns for its third installment this year and returns bigger and better to inspire and empower women through travel. So thank you, Datin Paduka, for being here. So the last time we spoke about this was in 2015, and you had just started your site in 2014. So it's 5 years in the making.
Unbelievable.
What has happened in the last 5 years? Let's try to squeeze that in.
Quite a bit. Right. You know, we started originally just as a website.
Yeah.
And then we got invited to do a panel at the Georgetown Festival in Penang, which happened in 2016. And it turned out to be so successful. You know, we had four women, I think it was, talking about their different travel adventures. And we had a full house. And, you know, all these women with shining eyes, like so inspired by this. So we thought, okay, let's do something bigger. And we got invited again the next year to do Safigo X, the first one, in Penang at the Georgetown Festival again. And then it went on from there. So last year, we had it here in KL.
Right.
And this year, we are back in KL at the Sheraton Imperial in September 21st, 22nd.
So take me back to 2014. And I know Safigo is Safe I Go in a way.
Yes,
right?
Yes. It's that a corruption was, of
that was
Safe I Go.
Clever. Why did you start this?
Well, you know, I travel a heck of a lot, usually for work, you know, when I was in the AIDS Council and after that. And I sometimes had to go to really kind of, not strange, but off the beaten track sort of places. Like I've been to Africa and, you know, some parts of the Middle East. And I was going to Pakistan one time, and I'd never been to Pakistan, you know, and you get so influenced by newspaper stories and media stories and all that. So I was asking around, like, what do you wear? Because I was going for quite a formal meeting with parliamentarians and, you know, what's appropriate. Nobody could tell me.
Right.
And I couldn't find anything online that actually told me. And I realized that there was this gap for women who travel, especially if you're traveling for work, on what's appropriate, you know, what's the cultural...
How to behave.
How to behave, yeah. It's all the cultural things, which I realized that women are... women need the information more than men. You know, a man can wear a suit and tie and they're done. Whereas we have to think about sleeves la, heads la, shake hands or don't shake hands la, you know, things like that. And there are still many places in the world where they're simply not used to seeing women working outside the home, right? Yeah. So I realized there was this gap. And, you know, once I get this thing in my head, you know, I can't let go of it. And I kept talking about it to various people. And I really didn't care if someone else ran away with it. And finally, I met James Chong, who, you know, does sort of these things, knows a bit about IT and things like that. And I was talking to him and I said, can we do this? And he said, yeah. Mm. And that's how it began, really.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
And so what have you seen? How has the travel scene changed in the last 5 years? Or what are women looking for?
Well, we discovered, you know, it's like that Kevin Costner movie, you know, if you build a field and people will come.
Okay.
And it was just like that. Women started writing to us once they saw these articles and they wanted to talk about their travels. And we discovered that way that, yeah, they're going all over the place. Mm. They're going to unusual places and they're doing unusual things. Mm. I mean, you know, you have this stereotype, oh, women, when they travel, all they want to do is shop or spa, that's it. And they go to, you know, New York, London, Paris, that's it. But we were finding women going to Africa, to Scandinavia, to South America, and doing, you know, really adventure travel or traveling on their own, hiking or doing voluntary work and all these things. It was just amazing.
Mm.
And we realized that, yeah, the tourism industry isn't quite catching up with this. And that's backed up by a study that one of our friends who has been speaking at Zafigo X, Catherine Kulatimore, she's a researcher in Australia, and she researches the tourism industry, and she's found that the tourism industry is just not catching up with this trend of women travellers. We're the biggest growth in the industry.
Right.
Partly because travel is cheaper now, and we are either traveling solo or we're going on girlfriend tours.
Yes.
Right? I mean, it's amazing. I mean, I met a whole bunch of Malaysian girls who were in Paris for the like a pre-wedding girls
hens
tour.
Night.
Hens night, but it's like a hens week in Paris.
Right.
Because that time it was quite cheap. AirAsia was flying to Paris, so they worked out this deal, stayed with friends, all that. So it's possible to do. You just have to know how.
Yeah.
And that's what we hope to be the platform for.
And you, I was just saying here, the statistics show that women's travel is experiencing massive growth. 80% of women in Southeast Asia planning to travel alone, and women making 80% of all travel decisions from where to go and what to do, and in, whether in a family scenario or even on a personal scenario, right?
Yeah.
And you know, if you think about it, even if you want to classify by age groups and all that, the women in their 30s and above have more spending power.
Yes, absolutely. Right? Yeah. So, you know, and they plan and they save, you know, and you know, I think it's been like that. It's just been untapped, you know. I remember as a young young woman when I first started working, I saved and saved and saved to do a round the world tour on my own, and I managed to find unbelievable at the time. I found a round the world economy class ticket for 1,005.
And live before the internet,
Yeah. Right? So everything you had to do manually and by phone, you know. But
So when you know, what is still holding women back from traveling? It's the fear, is it?
There is some fear, definitely. It's fear of the unknown and fear about safety. Also, there are some people who are still kind of held back by, you know, the idea that they need, you know, someone's permission, husband or father or whatever, to go. And that, you know, women shouldn't be out there alone or something. And I think, you know, the way to ease into that, of course, is to travel with other women who are more experienced. But as you know, as when it comes to safety and all that, knowledge is power.
Right.
You know, knowledge is power. And we don't shy away from the dangers of travel.
Okay.
But we want to approach it in a way that it doesn't frighten people off. Because I think sometimes it's used to keep women at home too. It's a scary world, so you shouldn't be out there. You know, this sort of protective instinct. Whereas if you had the knowledge, if you had all the right information, you can do it.
Right.
And in fact, most people do it.
I have to say that I read on the website some information about how when you travel to Middle Eastern countries, that even though they're fairly okay, you just wear a wedding band, even, I know, right? You just, even though you're not married or whatever. And this was, I went to a particular place where that experience happened. I was like, I just wished I'd read it earlier.
Yeah.
And knew to do that.
Yeah. There's just a lot more cultural minefields for women.
Right.
You know, and we just need to be aware of that. I mean, that's why I say travel is quite gendered in that way. And we need to approach it from a gendered perspective if we want to make, you know, it accessible, travel accessible to women.
So we'll talk a little bit more about Zafigo X, the event that's happening this year in just a moment. I'm here with Datin Paduka, Marina Mahathir. Stay tuned to Her Vantage, BFM 89.9.
Bold, fearless Malaysia. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
You're You're listening to Her Vantage. Good morning, Frida Liu here, speaking to Datin Paduka, Marina Mahathir, talking about Safigo and also the Vet Safigo X, which is happening this year. You know, over the years, you've had these panel discussions and events and all that. What have been some of the interesting stories of people that have come on to the event?
Oh, we've had some amazing people. The first Safigo X in Penang, our headliner, if you want, was Manal Sharif, who's a Saudi woman who was one of the women who, you know, started advocating for the right to drive in Saudi Arabia. And she was amazing because she came and talked about the right to mobility for women. And about a month later, they lifted the ban on women driving. Of course, several things happened since then, but, you know, but that was amazing to hear her speak about that whole journey of advocating for what we take for granted,
right? You Sometimes know? You just have to hear these stories like...
I know, you say like, what, you know? And then we had this amazing young Korean girl who had cycled around the world. Yeah. Like 65,000 kilometers or something ridiculous, or 60 countries all on her own on a bike. And we asked her, like, why bicycle? And she said, car too fast, walk too slow. Very simple. So bicycle was the you know, the best solution. And she'd never done a presentation before, and she did it at Safigo X. She was terrific.
I'm thinking, like, as a mother, oh my goodness.
Yes.
Like, apart from, like, the fact, will I do it? I'm too fearful.
Right.
But if I have my daughter...
I know, I know. And we had a story last year. We had Claire McFarlane, is it? Mm. What happened to her was really every mother's nightmare. Mm. She's Australian, and she always dreamed of going to Europe, going to...
Yeah.
Paris, particularly, and her mother was like worried, like any other mother, like, oh, it's going so far away on your own, da da da. Australian, you know.
Right.
And she went there.
One more Malaysian.
Yeah. And she went there and she worked for a year. And then she was there for about a year. And then she was working in a bar. And one night when she was going home, someone attacked her.
Right.
Really quite brutally, almost killed her, raped and almost killed her. I mean, the way she described it, we were all like, you could hear a pin drop. It was so... Ugh. And then, but she recovered. Of course, it took time. And now she is an advocate for, you know, safety for women, for against sexual violence. And she goes around the world and runs on beaches.
Right.
And gets people to come along, and then she talks to them about that. So she's coming back this year because she was such a terrific
And I think, like, we have to be aware that there are dangers as well.
Yes.
You know, from that lesson, I guess, it's like, you know, you're working. What do you have to look out for, right? Because you just have to be careful as well.
And alert. Yeah. I mean, we're not naive. Yeah. I think it will be wrong to be naive about the dangers.
Yeah.
It is important to be alert, you know, it's important to be knowledgeable about your surroundings, about the culture, and where you can go for help,
right,
and that sort of thing. And we try and provide that through the website. Mm. But we also have all these women who come and speak about their experience. I mean, the brief we give to our speakers is that, okay, talk about your travel, but most of all, talk about what you learned from it.
Right.
You know, what you learn about yourself, what you learn about the surroundings, etc. And that is what is empowering.
Mm.
And women come and they love it because they're getting like more than just a travel story. They're getting inspiration and everything. And this year, because we've listened to our guests last year, all the people who came last year, we got feedback from them about what they wanted to hear about, and we've tried to cater to it. So it's not just, okay, you listen to this person's trip, but we're hoping to provide, like, okay, if you want to go too, this is where you go and get it. And we're having a marketplace where we hope there will be travel-related companies that will come and provide the, you know, the types of services and all that. So you can do what these people did,
right?
You know, like right away, instead of just sort of taking notes. And
so, what is this year's theme?
I don't know whether we have a theme exactly. You know, it's always about travel being empowering and
I know, I'm paneling a session which I'm very excited about.
Yes.
Which is about charity, traveling for charity.
Exactly.
And you know, why has this topic come about?
Because women do travel for that, you know. I think women are in a way a bit different in that they want to travel, but they also want to do some good, you know. Travel is not just for that sort of experience of seeing the world, but they also want to have some impact on where they go. So we've had speakers before, like we had Deborah Chan, who went to Cambodia with her family and set up schools.
Right.
And this year we're having Nila Tanzil, who is the founder and CEO of Travel Sparks ID, and she organizes tours to different parts of Indonesia, but she also gets her clients to go to schools and read and I think donate books and things like that. So she's coming.
Right.
And that would be a great thing to do, to listen to. I think that's just one of the trends that women are doing.
They want to travel with purpose.
Travel with purpose, absolutely. Right. You know, and come back feeling kind of enriched by the experience much more than, you know, having a souvenir, you know.
Because when you, there are the touristy sites, and then until you go to these sort of places, you don't really see the country.
Yes.
You know what I mean? There's a nice bit I like to see too.
Yeah.
But until you get to know the people, it's always something, right?
Is it just getting... And you know, there are things you won't know just by doing the usual tours, you know, where you're kind of isolated. I mean, I'm not a tour group type of person.
Yeah.
So, and it's sometimes nice to just be chatting with people or working with children, for instance, you know, and finding out that the world is big, but the world is also small in that we have common aims and aspirations, you know.
So I guess if people want to get information and tickets, they just go Safigo.
Go Safigo.com and you'll see straight away the pop-up about Safigo X. And I really, really, you know, hope that people will come because really it's a unique experience. Mm. It's different from any other women's conference because this is a woman's event.
Do you get men coming though?
They try. Okay. not many. You know, men sort of seeing so many women, they get a little bit nervous. But also, we want to create a safe space because we have talks, we have panels, we have workshops. So you can learn. The most popular workshop every year is the self-defense workshop.
Sad, but
I know,
necessary.
But it's necessary. It's also fun. So we have that. And we'll have workshops on travel writing and, you know, travel journaling and photography and all sorts of things. You know, things like you want to sort of enhance your travel experience, so to speak, and how do you keep your memories about your travel?
Right.
And the thing is, we want to make sure they are safe spaces for women so that they can say what they want and feel, you know, feel free to do it. So I'm sorry, for the moment, we're not really encouraging men.
there are plenty of venues, avenues for that.
Anyway. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, so thanks for being with us. So if you want to get more information, go to Savico's website. You can get your tickets. And I think it's a two-day event.
Today, 21st, 22nd September. It's a weekend, all day. So yeah, it'll be great. I mean, do come. I will be there. And we have some really exciting speakers this year. And you wouldn't want to miss it.
Yeah, I was looking at the event lineup and you were talking about how to travel, how to blog while traveling and all that. And I was like, oh, I must take lessons in that.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Thanks for being with us. I've been speaking to Datin Paduka, Marina Mahathir. You've been listening to Her Vantage, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.